das Stichwort, das Sie genannt haben, AIDS, ist richtig. Wir wollen über dieses Archiv sprechen und ich glaube, sehr kompetent kann uns Frau Professor Clevens zu dem Archiv was sagen und eben auch zu der Frage, inwiefern die Aufbereitung des jüdischen Kulturschatzes die Gesellschaft stimuliert, auf diese Weise eben, über Computer.
Turned on. There we go. There you go. Okay. Yes? Yes. Okay. I thank Professor Kerler for actually enabling me to move on to the topic that is my area of expertise, and that is computer study of language analysis and computational linguistics. I'd like to talk about something a little bit different from those people on the panel who have been talking about very important and interesting issues in literature, history, and language and linguistics. Although my background is in linguistics, most of the work that I do currently deals with zeros and ones, not with words. So this is very refreshing to come back to words, because actually that's what everything is all about. I'd like to start by asking, I'm going to talk a little bit about the AIDS effort and where I believe this fits into the landscape of current computational linguistic applications, and where I think we're going in the future. Think for a moment about 1980. I think most people in this room have a memory of 1980, 25 years ago. And think about the word blog. It didn't exist. So what I'm going to lead to towards the end of my few minutes of presentation is to think about the impossible, where we want to be 25, 30, 40 years from now. In 1980, you couldn't have imagined the notion blog, weblog. Does blog need translating? It's probably the same word, right? Yeah, okay. So you couldn't really imagine that. But without people thinking about that and really pushing our minds forward in the area of zeros and ones, we wouldn't have such capability. And blogs are important in a way that I'll come back to. So let's also think back to 1950. There may be at least a good number of people in this room who can think back to 1950 and think about the word database. Indeed, Uriel Weinreich knew the word database. And Michal, you were involved as well in the word database, since the Yiddish language archives is built based on a very structured data design where you have an attribute and a value. That's the way databases are built. Your name and what it is. Your date of birth, what it is. Your passport number, what it is. That's how the data were structured. This was very forward thinking. And without this thinking forward, this thinking of blog, this thinking of future use, this thinking of creating structure out of interviews, real structure, we would really not be in the very powerful position that we are right now with an ability to search across the attributes and the values that lie underneath the AIDS database. So what does information technology permit with the AIDS database? It permits the exploration of structured data that Robert Neumann and the entire Vordverein group have converted into electronic format. Of course, there were many steps on the way. Janet Gertz yesterday, to those of you who were at the meeting yesterday, spoke about the conversion of the actual tapes to the CDs and the mailing back and forth, Ulrika, back and forth, physical mailing in order to create the electronic database. We saw yesterday a demonstration of collocations, co-occurrences, demonstrating an ability to explore with the electronic data in ways that we couldn't do before. Think of the word blog. Think of what we can do now. We all know that you can tell a word by the company it keeps. So to be able to explore words by the company that we keep, we're in each other's company, we have a topic, words are the same. So what I want to do is to spend the next few minutes setting some ideas of where we are now with these very forward-looking kinds of collections. And it's up to us in this room to think about where we need to go to remove barriers for the next 50 years. Let me give some examples of the kind of thinking that's going on in the computational linguistics community, but truly it requires all of us to think creatively, and that's why I appreciated your lead-in was absolutely correct. If we stop today and we think about what we can do with the ADIS collection that you couldn't do 30 years ago, you think about the fact that you can explore electronically inside this one collection. You can explore electronically with the kinds of techniques for statistically analyzing what words occur where. However, what we want to look at is exploring across languages. So if you have collections of Yiddish, these may exist, I don't know, that are translated into Polish. Collections of Yiddish that are translated into Hebrew. How can we collect the collections electronically? How can we link across these collections to even further our removal of the barriers across the information that is growing electronically? So each of these steps, of which ADIS is a major contribution, will permit us to explore even further. But that only talks about barriers within collections. What about, that's a barrier of collection. That's a barrier of data. There are other kinds of barriers that we can think of that need to be removed. Blog is a good example. Blog removes barriers of place and time. You do not need to be in the same place. I'm talking to you now. We're in the same place. Email removed barriers of place, and blogs have done the same thing, and even going further in a barrier of time. So how can we think about the kinds of barriers that we would want to remove, and this is where the creative mind comes in order to achieve the kind of research and goals that we would like? One area that comes to mind as I was thinking about this was the barrier of user to user, or let's say researcher to researcher. Right now, you do your research, you do your research, we might publish it, we might see each other at an academic conference. But the ability to collaborate inside an electronic workspace, that ability does not quite exist yet. And I believe that that's the next step that we're going to see, collaborative workspaces, removing the barrier of time and place. However, without the material over which we collaborate, we'd have nothing to talk about, nothing to research. So the ADIS collection, as a forward-looking electronic collection, sets the basis or sets the germ of a seed to grow different kinds of language and culture databases that enable us to explore in a workspace that we have not been able to do ever before, like the blog. It's hard to think about what you can't think about, but that's what our goal is. So I want to wrap up by talking about, just to finalize and let us move on, we have barriers of access which involve making the database open. You have already removed that barrier by putting the database up on the internet for everyone to get to. Other kinds of barriers of access might be linking to other other sources of linguistic data, such as we've talked about the Linguistic Data Consortium and other places where we might think about linking. The barrier of individual collections. We've heard about the video collection that your group is collecting, so we think about perhaps making those videos available and linked in an electronic way, in a cyber way, to the ADIS database. With each barrier, I think about a speech recognition over Yiddish. Why not? And then you could, even if it's only partially correct, link the words that we find in your videos with the words that have been transcribed in the ADIS database, and thereby expand exponentially our ability to really collect information that is needed by historians and cultural anthropologists, such as those at this table, to do their work. So to conclude, I believe that with each barrier that we remove, time, place, collection, our own intellectual barriers, we lift limits from linear thinking to more collaborative thinking, and we open the intellectual space for exploration. This is what ADIS is a step towards doing, and a very important one. So this is, in my view, from the point of view of computational linguistics, one of the exciting contributions of this collection. Thank you.
Dankeschön, Professor Clevens. Ja, meine Damen und Herren.